Welcome back to Pending Nuptials, the podcast.
Hope everybody had a very safe and fun holiday.
Yes, yes. You know, now my mom's gotten in my head about if we should change the name, and I'm curious what our listeners have to say about it.
That's the input that I want right there.
Yeah. So we've been getting some feedback from my mother on changing our name of our podcast, and I'm curious what you guys think. So I'm going to put a poll on our Instagram in the next few days.
Good call.
And I just want to know, should we change the name or should we keep it? And then if people say we should change it, then we'll do like a bracket voting system for what the name should be.
Awesome.
Yeah. But okay. I was going to say what I want, but I won't.
Well, what we can do is say that's what one of the listeners wanted. That's what someone voted for.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So they won't know.
Oh my God. Hi, how are you doing?
You asking me or the listener?
I'm asking you.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah? Did you have a good day today?
It was good. It was productive. Started some work stuff, which is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lack of that recently.
Right.
With my profession. So it's all talk right now, and it's far in the future, but at least it's going in that direction.
Hey, moving forward is good.
All good signs.
Any step forward is good.
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
What about you? How's your day?
The day was good.
You started your job today.
I started my job today.
Yes.
It was good. It's mostly just right now phone calls with people at headquarters and getting my computer set up and learning all the gadgets.
Oh, it's
and
a process.
Things. So that's kind of what my week is going to look like, just being on phone meetings with people too.
Yeah.
Learn the ropes and
that's
stuff.
That's part of it.
But hey, I'll take it. It's
absolutely
better than nothing. So.
Yeah, knock it out now and you'll have a smooth transition afterwards.
Yeah. So last week we dove into a pretty heavy topic of unemployment and depression and everything that comes with that. So we thought we'd just kind of bring the mood back up to where we typically are and happy, lighthearted. And today we're going to talk about food.
One of my favorite topics.
And not just like the grand, vast topic of food and eating in general, but food in our household, what we cook and that kind of stuff.
In our relationship.
Yeah.
Because it plays a role in a lot of ways. And we're going to talk about all the aspects of it.
Yeah. So do you want to start?
So straight out of the gate, what are some foods that we enjoy making?
That we enjoy, like our like go-to regular meals or stuff that we have made and really liked?
Well, we can talk about go-tos first.
I make turkey meatballs at least once a week and put them in something, whether it's a pasta sauce over noodles.
With the bolognese, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or I do like a veggie and quinoa bowl. It's just kind of like my go-to easy, I don't need a recipe, like staple that's healthy is a turkey meatball.
We also do pork chops a
yes,
lot.
Which is not healthy the way that we make them.
No, but we don't do them. Well, okay, recently we've done them more than we ever have. It's because they're so good.
It's because you make them so good. That's one thing that I don't make it, the pork chops. You make the pork chops.
Yes, but you gave me the recipe. So
right, but still, you're the one who makes them.
Thank you. But I'm just following directions that you set in front of me.
Right. Well, so tell people like what makes your pork chops different.
One of my favorite ingredients in anything is vinegar. Vinegar all the way. You dredge them in egg, flour, egg, panko. So that way you've got this really deep coating
and crunchiness.
Of crispiness.
Yeah.
And now I've perfected the recipe because I used to be very liberal with the vinegar I put on at the very end. But I've noticed lately that it takes away that crispiness.
Right.
So now I've got a spray bottle and I just spritz the pork chops right at the very end. So that way they've got that crunchy texture but all the tanginess of the vinegar.
So do you drain the oil from the pan and then spray them? So you're giving them like a vinegar shower.
Exactly. But
sounds like something you would find on Urban Dictionary, vinegar shower.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either, but it seems oddly sexual to say you've given your pork chops a vinegar shower.
So the vinegar pork chops, yeah.
What else do we make a fair bit?
Oh, the broccoli cheddar soup.
Yeah, I make a vegan broccoli cheddar noodle soup that's pretty good. It's actually going to, we're going to make it on Thursday because it's going to rain this week.
Can't wait.
So it's a, if you think about it, it's like a, just think of like your standard Panera, like broccoli cheddar soup, but it, there's no cheese in it because it is a vegan recipe. Mm-hmm. So instead of cheese, it's nutritional yeast, which has like this, I've never like dove in to see
how it works
because I think I probably wouldn't like it as much if I knew.
But it tastes so good.
Yeah, but it kind of has like this like nutty cheesy flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to make. Yep. And it's like a one pot meal. It doesn't take very long and it's pretty good for you. So that's an easy meal that we like to make.
And I can't get enough broccoli.
Yeah. Ben loves broccoli.
Love broccoli.
Yeah.
So those are the ones off the top of our head. I don't want to dwell too much on it, but
yeah. So can you describe like a typical day of eating for us? You don't have to talk about like go into depth about what we eat like every day, mm-hmm. but like what does a typical day of eating look like for us?
In the morning, I can wake up and just jump into breakfast. I love just going straight to the kitchen and making breakfast as soon as I wake up. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Which I didn't realize until the last few years. I'm like, not everyone's like this, but being with you now, we usually wait a couple hours before
we
eat breakfast.
Is that bad? Am I like starving you?
No, it's me practicing self-control because I just love eating. But it'll be 10. 10's the late side of us eating breakfast.
I would say closer to 9, yeah. Sometimes 8:30.
If it were up to me, I would just make eggs and bacon and toast every morning, which
right. We sure do a bit.
But if you have your say in it, you will come up with something very lavish and experimental more times than not for breakfast. And I'm just like, I wouldn't have ever thought of that.
Only if I'm feeling like energized. Cause mm-hmm. Do you think I'm a morning person? Cause I'm definitely not a night owl. I don't know if I'm either.
Cause you love sleeping.
I just love being in bed. It's so cozy. I don't know. I guess I'm more of a morning person than I am a night owl.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I love getting up early in the morning and just being relaxed the first hour, catching up on things, and then moving into the day.
Right. But going into that, like if I feel energized and I'm up for it, like I'll make something. Like the other morning, I was like, I'm going to make banana muffins. Mm-hmm. So we had like some dead bananas from Christmas. So I just mashed them up and made a banana pumpkin seed chocolate chip. They're technically paleo. And actually, except for the chocolate chips, they would be considered vegan as well because I had to make a chia egg because right. We were out. But
and it's almost keto. We made them a while back, but we just added up all the grams of sugar. And it's like, a little too much.
Technically they would. Actually, no, they're not because bananas aren't mm-hmm. keto.
Yeah.
So
there's like 14 grams of sugar.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in bananas. Yeah. But okay, so eggs and bacon, or sometimes I'll make something like we do waffles sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or like I made those muffins so that we could freeze them and have them later on in the week.
Yep.
That's something that I really like to do. Or like I'll make scrambles to grab and go. Yeah. And that kind of stuff. Yesterday I made a quiche that was pretty good.
It turned out awesome.
And then lunch, we always do lunch on our own. We mm-hmm. never really have like a meal together for lunch. You're a big wrap and sandwich man.
I just love lunch. It's my favorite meal of the day.
Is it really?
Just the sound of lunch. Lunch. I'm about to lunch. I become a vacuum for any little parcel that's left over for food.
Interesting.
Yeah, lunch is definitely on our own, but sometimes around breakfast we'll talk about what we're going to do for dinner so we can have all the prepping done. Nothing's worse than having an idea of what you want to do for dinner and, God, I forgot to take it out of the freezer.
Yeah, so when I do our weekly or biweekly grocery shop, a lot of times I will get like the big, like 2 pounds of turkey, ground turkey meat, if it's like cheaper. So yeah. I'll use half of it and then freeze half of it, but a lot of times I forget to take it out of the freezer and I don't know what it is, but I hate the idea of having to defrost something like meat wise in the freezer because I feel like it cooks the meat and then it gets rubbery and I hate it. So I always try and remember to take it out of the freezer first.
If there's one task Kate bestows upon me when we make dinner, it is taking care of the raw meat.
Yeah.
I am in charge of transferring it to and from its fridge vessel, but it's just gross.
I just think it's unclean.
It is.
I'm not a. I eat meat and I enjoy eating meat for the most part, but if I had to become a vegetarian, I would be okay.
Me too. I've thought about that more and more.
Yeah. I don't think I could do full vegan. No. Like we don't really have that much dairy to begin with.
I sure don't.
But when I want some cheese, I want some cheese.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever go full vegan.
Everything's better with cheese.
Amen. So what would you say our dynamic is in the kitchen?
It definitely varies from meal to meal.
Okay.
A lot of our meals are pretty simple, only have a few elements. But you got to admit, I'm the first one that's jumping in to help you.
Right.
I'm your wingman in the kitchen.
Sous chef.
Yeah. So anything that needs chopped, I got it covered, but most of the time, you just kind of tell me to chill out.
Well, this is where my struggle with having control issues comes in, because I would rather just do it myself. However, like tonight, I'm making pork chops, but I'm making a different kind of pork chop. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily that I need your help in the kitchen, but I was like, okay, well, I'm making the pork chops. You go upstairs and put the new fresh sheets on the bed.
Yeah.
That's what I always have you do, is like, while I'm doing this, can you do this so that I don't have to do it?
That's a fair trade.
Yeah. But sometimes if I'm making like a really involved meal, or if there's raw meat involved, I'll say, can you touch the raw meat, or can you debone this, or can you chop a couple of things? But for the most part, most of our meals are pretty easy, and I don't need too much help.
But let's talk about the often overlooked factor in cooking: cleanup.
Yeah,
I got you when it comes to cleanup.
That's true. That's why I enjoy cooking so much, is because I hate cleanup so much.
Yeah, I've noticed. But I'll get to the dishes, I promise.
I hate unloading the dishwasher. Yeah, I hate
no
it.
Kidding.
But I mean, our rule in my house when I was growing up always was, if you cooked, you didn't have to clean. And I like that rule.
Yep.
Because I like making the mess. I don't like cleaning it up.
That's funny. That rule doesn't really apply to when I'm cooking. Odd.
What? That's not true.
Oh, it sure is.
No.
Well, I have a habit of cleaning as I go. Like, I've got everything planned. So while something is finalizing in the skillet, since I've made my aromatics, and then I've transferred the thing I was cooking in one pan, now that pan's done, you know, just prepping for cleanup. And that's like the roadie in me, I guess.
Okay.
It's just,
I do that
always be tasking.
Sometimes. If there's time.
Yeah, you sometimes just load everything in the sink.
Yeah, because it's there, and then you're going to clean it
up. And my husband will do it. Yeah.
Anyways, what would you say your top, I was going to say top three, but if you can't think of three quickly enough, but what are the three things that I've made that you are your favorites?
This isn't fair, because everything you make is so good. And because your average is so high, that means it's hard for anything to stand out anymore, because everything is so flipping good.
That's not true.
Yes,
I know number one for sure what your favorite is.
Hit me with it.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. Well, no, that's an envy factor. It's because I don't get to enjoy all the leftovers.
I thought it was because you loved it.
Oh, I do. I do.
But I make homemade mac and cheese all the time. Not necessarily like the recipe that I make all that has artichokes and stuff in it that I make for like parties, but I'll just take what's in the fridge and make like homemade mac and cheese, just kind of like winging it in the skillet.
But therein lies the issue, is there are no leftovers. There's never any leftover mac and cheese! Ever!
I think that like maybe some fans are going to have to make you t-shirts, or like Team Ben mac and cheese or something like that.
Or just send mac and cheese.
No, I don't know.
Send noodles. Send macaroni noodles.
But there's nothing else that comes to mind that you like, whenever I make it, you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah, your bolognese is good.
Okay.
We talked about. Anytime you do turkey meatballs, falafel is a go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably do falafel more than we do turkey meatballs anymore.
Maybe. Because for falafels, I make like a double batch, and I stick half of them in the freezer so that on a lazy night, I can be like, we have stuff for falafels in the freezer. Let's just make those real quick.
Mm-hmm. You've got a number of rice bowls and like greens that you can whip up out of nowhere and just turn out like next level good.
Well, that's kind of one of my lazy things is like, I know that we need to eat some vegetables and I've got quinoa. Mm-hmm. I've got some kind of a protein that I can toss in there as well. So I just take whatever vegetables I've got in the refrigerator, and depending on what vegetables I have, I'll either grill them or not grill them, but roast them or saute them and then mm-hmm. just throw them over quinoa or rice, yeah. depending on.
Oh, I forget. How did I forget this? The is it engagement chicken that you call it?
Which one are you talking about?
The crock pot chicken with buffalo and ranch.
Oh, I would just call that buffalo chicken, I guess. My buffalo chicken.
Slow cooker gets a lot of use in our house.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I love my slow cooker. Yeah, I do chicken thighs with Frank's buffalo sauce. But before you put the buffalo sauce over the top, you sprinkle it with the ranch.
Yeah, the dry ranch packets.
Dry ranch packets. And then you cube in. If you want to be on the healthier side, you can do coconut oil. Or if you don't want to be, then you can put butter in it.
Either way.
That's really good. I should make that mm-hmm. in the next couple of weeks. It's so easy and it's so good. And you can do anything. I mean, you can just eat it by itself with a salad if you want. You can put it over cauliflower rice, which is what we typically do. That's a great, great staple, easy, healthy meal if you so choose for it to be healthy.
Sure. I totally have to applaud us for something.
Okay.
Our hosting abilities when it comes to making food for a party.
Go on.
Like anytime we've got a large group of friends over, COVID friendly, of course, mm-hmm. we knock it out of the park with the meal we make, the quantities, we tag team that shit.
Give me an example. Like what's a party that we had that you felt like we just crushed it?
Thanksgiving, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, one that's about to come up, the Super Bowl.
Are we hosting the Super Bowl that I didn't know about?
You know what? I'm making the chili regardless.
Oh, you do make a really good chili. That's another thing that you make that I really love. You have a bomb chili.
Yes. Thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs cookbook.
Is that really from that cookbook?
It sure is.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was a recipe that you had.
No, I have to make it again this year because I have to put out that goodwill. Hmm. Get out the good mojo, the good vibes, so the Chiefs can pull out that W.
Yeah. Food for a party is always a little daunting because the thing about that is you want everything to come out hot at the same time. Mm-hmm. So there's some juggling that has to happen with that. And also quantities. Like I'm always nervous that I'm not going to have enough, especially if I'm making mac and cheese.
I know.
Is there anything that you enjoy making? For yourself, like, or that you enjoy making for us? Is there something you're like, that you just gets you like hyped, like, oh yeah, I'm going to make this?
Definitely the chili.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I made a big batch of salsa last summer, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily cooking, but it involves the elements.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're cooking because you got to reduce everything down, and yeah, it's totally cooking.
I love any opportunity to grill or smoke meat mm-hmm. on the smoker, just because you're dedicating your time to being outside and focused on this thing, and you've got pretty much instant gratification as soon as it comes off.
Yeah. And the turkey that you smoked this year was so good. So good.
She says that every year, folks.
That's not true. I mean, did I say it the first time that we had Thanksgiving together? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the turkey that you made this year was way better than that one.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I winged a lot of that this year.
You wunged it?
I wunged it. I got a new meat thermometer. Thank you to our preacher for supplying that as our wedding gift. And that cut out a lot of the monitoring, the hovering over the smoker to make sure it was up to temp and that it had enough wood on and all that. So that was a large part of it so I could focus on other things.
Yeah.
Turned out awesome, though.
I've been baking a lot. Lately, mm-hmm. like I've been baking a ton, especially since after the wedding, I've just been a madman baking a bunch of stuff. So that's something that I really enjoy doing, which is surprising because.
No, it's not.
Well, for me, like I've always been someone who cooks. I've never been like a big baker until recently.
Gotcha. Well, and to add to one of the other wedding gifts we received. The pasta maker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've conquered it now. I know how to use that thing effectively. So I really try to use it anytime that we have a chance. But Kate is the one that kind of says, No, I don't think pasta would go well with this tonight.
Well, it's just, it's so involved.
And it is.
And the other thing too is I really, like, I like our chickpea and lentil pasta that I make with stuff. And so sometimes I don't want to have like a big, like, carb loaded, well, carbs are still in lentils and chickpeas, but like flour noodle meal.
Yeah.
But, and it's just so involved. And
it makes a mess.
Yeah.
And for sure.
But it is really good.
Yeah.
It, not to take away from it at all. The other thing I was going to talk about is that we recently started making homemade pizza.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's something that we do together. And it was really fun the first time that we made it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it wasn't like that I went to the grocery store and planned that we were going to make pizza. We just had all of the things. And I made the dough from scratch that was really good, that had like beer in it and let it rise and all that, which was a half-baked harvest recipe from her her second cookbook. And we just had like all these random elements in our fridge. So we made these two completely different pizzas. You had a red pizza and there was pepperoni on it, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I did a white pizza and I had, what did I put on mine? Was it mushrooms?
It was definitely mushrooms. And it was just a lot of cheese. It was a white base.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
That reminded me so much of my childhood, specifically like kindergarten and like some of the activities we would do like after school, like if the parents couldn't get there to pick up the kids.
Right, yeah.
They would find some way to occupy the children's time. And one was making pizza. And I just remember the smell of homemade pizza from when I was like 5 years old. And it's so pleasing to come back to.
Yeah. And it was just, it was fun. We played, I think we were playing Christmas music and we were like rolling out our pizza dough and like talking about like, ooh, I'm going to put this on mine and I'm going to put this on mine and this is going to taste so good. And we shared both pizzas and it was just like, I'm salivating. It was so good. It was so good. And it was a fun, like, spontaneous date night that we had at home was just making pizza. And if you don't want to make your own dough, a lot of places have like pre-made pizza dough that's all ready to go. You just have to roll it out and put your ingredients on top of, and it's just as good.
It is really tasty.
So
Kate has been known to really bust my balls when it comes to me being on my own making dinner for the night. Like if she's at an event with friends or a work thing and I'm on my own, I have no problem just whipping out a couple hot dogs, searing them on the grill, and making a sauce for them, and that's it. But if there's one time you caught me red-handed and you just laid into me about it.
About what, the hot dogs?
Yeah, you're like, oh, so this was what your bachelor life was like.
This is so funny because the last thing that I was going to ask you was, if I wasn't here tonight, what would you make for dinner?
Oh, okay, okay. It wouldn't be hot dogs. I would it would be like a menagerie of things.
Menagerie.
It would be. It would be the last piece of lasagna, which we still have from the wedding that's frozen.
I can't believe that. I've totally forgot that was still in the freezer.
It might also involve a potato that I could put in the air fryer. Yeah, make some home fries.
Okay.
What else? Fries, lasagna.
Are you stoned in this scenario? Because this feels like a stoner meal to me.
Not yet, but I know how future me, how he's, what the frame of mind he's going to have. There's still some frozen chili in there. There's some frozen soup that you made months ago that was really good.
Throw that away.
Why?
It wasn't the best.
Kate's so hard on herself when it comes to her meals.
I just have a really high standard for food.
As you should.
And I'm my own worst critic. And it's not only the taste, but visually. And the reason I don't like that soup is because there was like a weird separation that happened with the broccoli and the butternut squash when I pureed it. It just looks weird. It doesn't look like the consistency that I wanted it to. So I don't like it.
What did you make a couple, was it maybe a week or two ago that you just... You harped on yourself so much about it. You said, this is so overly salty.
Stir fry.
What was it? Stir fry?
It was a stir fry. I just made veggie stir fry over rice. And I over salted it so much. Like I couldn't eat it, it was so salty. And that's because I made the mistake of salting the rice when I was cooking it.
That's it.
And then I put, like, one of my main ingredients was soy sauce, which is so salty. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to salivate because I'm thinking of how salty that was.
Yeah.
But it was just inedible. But you loved it.
I did.
So that's the important part. But I just, the thing that we talk about all the time is that when we're sitting there eating and I just continue to apologize because I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is so terrible. Like, this is disgusting. Or like, even before I give it to you, I'm like, hey, like, I just kind of wung it. Like, just don't expect a lot from this. Like, I didn't follow a recipe. I just kind of did something.
Yeah.
But every time you tell me it's good, which makes me think that you're lying to me sometimes.
No, ma'am.
Suspicious.
I made something a couple months ago. Was it like a paella or a veggie cheese? It was casserole.
It was the risotto.
The risotto.
Or orzo. It was It was broccoli, cheddar, chicken, orzo.
That's it.
And I was watching an HBO true crime thing. That's the only reason I remember it.
Yeah. And the orzo just came out way too crunchy. And I was the one apologizing so much.
But it tasted good. It didn't matter that it was like underdone. It just, it still tasted so good.
You're awfully kind.
Well, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
I'm trying to think about, like, when you are on tour, which has been such a long time, like, what do I do for meals?
Yeah.
Because I don't ever, I only make, like, elaborate dinners when you're here.
That makes sense.
When you're not here, I kind of, like, call an audible and just, like, pull something together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm, like, so tired and, like, lazy that I don't want to do anything, so I'll, like, make a smoothie or something.
Sure.
Which is kind of my go-to for lunches. When you do wraps and sandwiches, I'm like, I'm going to do a smoothie with protein powder.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about the middle of the day. Like, I just don't feel like cooking something or even putting something together. So I'm like, I need some nutrition, and I put spinach and fruit and like protein powder in it. And it's just like a quick way to like fill myself up, I guess.
Yeah. Unlike me, where I'm looking at the clock, say 11:59, and I'm rubbing my hands together like, oh,
there's
yeah.
no rules. You can eat lunch whenever you want.
I can't. There's something up here in this brain of mine that says, no, lunch is at noon.
Oh my gosh.
Now, well, I guess brunch is a different thing, but that's why we call it brunch.
I love brunch.
Me too.
So I don't really know what I would make if you weren't here. But so tonight we're having pork chops with figs and apple cider. And I've got some acorn squash roasting in the oven right now. And then tomorrow we're trying to be better because we kind of went downhill on our health. After the wedding, we just kind of...
It was the honeymoon.
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying we ate whatever we wanted, which was wonderful.
Yes, it was.
So we're just trying to get back to our regular eating that we typically would do.
And it hasn't been very hard.
No.
No.
So tomorrow we're doing turkey tacos, but instead of a taco shell, I put them over a sweet potato.
Yes.
Just because it's tasty and still gives you like that carb that you're looking for.
Bring it.
Wednesday, we're having turkey meatballs and some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, because it's going to be raining, I'm doing that broccoli cheddar soup, which is actually vegan. And then I didn't put anything for Friday because I'm not sure what we're going to do because we have an appointment that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But it could potentially be a cauliflower Aldi pizza night.
If I'm a betting man, I'm going to bet we're going to eat out Friday.
That we're going to pick something up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess so too.
That's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of just like a look into what we typically eat, what we've been eating.
What we enjoy making.
And I'll put up some recipes on our social media, on our Instagram. I've made a tab, or it's not a tab, it's like a highlight reel.
Yep.
And some other things that I'm going to put on there. Like I don't really drink coffee very much. So I make a matcha latte and I add like turmeric and cinnamon and coconut oil to it. So I'll put my matcha latte recipe on there. I'll put Ben's pork chops. And just I'll link anything else that I can think of things that we've talked about.
And we are big foodies, so we love trying new recipes.
Yeah.
So if you have any, please send it to us.
Yeah. Send us a DM with a recipe that you've tried and that you've liked, and we will test it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I I think that covers the food, and I am ravenously hungry.
I know. I'm really hungry. I got to go upstairs and get these pork chops started.
All this food talk.
Yeah. Well, come back next week. I'm trying to think of what we're going to talk about next week.
We'll figure it out.
I have an idea of what we're going to talk about, but I won't spoil it because you'll just have to come back next week.
I'll be surprised just like you guys.
Yeah. Ben will sit down and be like, what are we talking about today? Cool.
Catch me on the fly.
Catch me on the flippity flop.
On the flippity flip.
On the flippity flip. Anyways, love you guys. We'll see you next week. And look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Who would have thought? You know who thought? Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus said, these people right here, I'm thinking it. We're doing it.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.